As we heard in the report, one of the major achievements of the summit was China having signed deals with Hungary and Serbia on expanding a railway link between the two countries. So what do each side want from this?
Well, you know, this summit is important to decide to, you know, to start this railway, which, you know, talk last previous three summit about connected Serbia and Hungary. But this summit decided to expand. Well, I think, you know, the most ideal plan for development is the regional plan. China should participate in the regional, which means the Central Eastern European countries' regional development plan. It's not just that China comes bilateral plans, for example, you know, China with Hungary, China with Serbia, and China with Romania. China should come together with the CEE 16 countries. What is your regional plan? This is the best thing, because CEE, you know, itself should have its own regional clear idea how to, you know, build up their own connectivities. Let's start Serbia-Hungary railway. We definitely need to know what is, you know, other countries, their plan. So that's a good thing to hear from this summit. China would like to expand the Serbia-Hungary railways up to the Baltic rails.
Well, it's been reported that Premier Li suggested setting up what he termed a 16-plus-1 multilateral finance firm between both sides that would finance trade and investment, reduce financing costs, and remove the need for governments to provide guarantees. How urgent, in your opinion, is the need for this so-called finance firm?
For the CEE countries, for the 16 countries, you know, the infrastructure is a priority. Building up connectivities in the region is a priority. But how to do that? Well, you need equipment, you need technologies. Above all, you need money. And this is why precisely China could help, and this Belt and Road Initiative could help. That's why I think Premier Li Keqiang talked about the 6-plus-1 multilateral finance company. Because this is something, it's a financial tool. It's very important for these countries and China to started cooperation, for example, in infrastructure areas, and that financial guarantee will help, you know, all this cooperation to start.